Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, multidimensional royal high priestess, spiritual revolutionary, and mentor to disruptive visionaries. I desire to awaken you, to activate you, to accelerate your own journey of consciousness through the highly activating portal of revolutionary transformation in all areas of life, love, business, spirituality, and self-development. To bend time and reality, as I invite you to explore beyond the 3D realm and travel into the ancient future with me, remembering your truth and your divinity within our multidimensional universe. My work is highly disruptive and deeply shamanic. I dismantle and dispel illusion, shatter paradigms, and disrupt shadow energy as a pioneer for this new wave of truth consciousness, which will revolutionize your life. I desire to disrupt your psyche, to probe into the shadows, to take you into the depths of who you are, to explore subjects that are sometimes considered too out there, taboo, or even off limits. Why? Because they activate the shadow, and the shadow is a portal to your divine truth and power. I invite you to come play in my revolutionary world of magic, mysticism, and mayhem, as you transcend reality and play outside the box of conformity, creating a life and business on your own terms which defy and disrupt reality. So, what are you waiting for? See you on the other side. Hey everyone, it's Leanne Juliet here. Welcome back to another episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. So I've been down quite a few rabbit holes recently. I like going down rabbit holes. It's fun to do. It's fun to play with different energies. It's fun to break off from the world and the madness that is in the world right now. I'm sure you'll agree. But I like going down rabbit holes. I like to explore the mind. Obviously, that's why I've titled this podcast Evolved Consciousness, because I'm all about helping other people to expand their awareness of the world, helping other people to expand their perception of the world and their own perception of who they are and who we are collectively and who we are in a multidimensional state. So I like to go down these rabbit holes. And I've been having a lot of conversations with different people recently around the work that I do, people who've been expressing interest in working with me, either for just one-off sessions or longer-term transformational sessions. And one of the things that has become really, really apparent to me, which is why I wanted to speak about this, is how people are so afraid to act in the now. And it's something that I've had to really work on myself as well. Obviously, I work with multidimensionality. I understand the quantum field. I understand multidimensionality. I'm going to be bringing a lot more content around that to this podcast around multidimensionality and the shadow. But obviously, I understand all of this, but I understand also how it's so easy for people to get really consumed within the mind. And it's the mind that keeps people trapped. It's the mind that keeps people imprisoned and enslaved really to this 3D matrix system where people get so consumed with what is outside of us and the world that is going on and the thought processes and the bombardment of information that comes to us that we forget to really look within and we forget to be in the now. And the reason why it's so important to be in the now is because, and I get it, I'm a futurist, I see the future. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just go off with my vision and sit in the future, but I have to bring it back to the now always. Within the quantum field, within the concept of multidimensionality, everything exists right now in all space, time, and dimensions. Every aspect of you, every aspect of your consciousness, every aspect of your soul exists multidimensionally within different timelines. So right now there is a past version of you going in all different ages. There is the current version of you in this moment listening to this podcast right now. And there's a future version of you who is doing whatever. But there are also other timelines available to you based on the decisions that you make. Maybe there's a big decision that you're needing to make and you can't quite decide, which means that it's opened up maybe
two or three or even four or multiple different pathways for you to go down based on you acting in the now on that decision. For example, I left my marriage 3 years ago, and that was I had a three-year-old daughter at the time. I was absolutely petrified of being a single parent and leaving this marriage because, my job had just ended. I'd just started my business and I had no savings and all this other kind of stuff. I was literally crippled with fear, absolute fear that was crippling me from moving forwards. But I knew that I had a choice in front of me and that there's two different paths. There's a path where I stayed in my marriage and we both continued to get unhappier and unhappier because it's a very toxic situation. And that would impact on both of us, and it would also impact on our daughter and everything. And I grew up with my parents staying together, who really shouldn't have stayed together for the length of time that we did. So I saw the demise of a relationship from a childhood perspective. So there's that pathway that was open to me if I'd chosen to stay in my marriage. And then there's also the other pathway that opened up to me when I decided to take a big fucking leap of faith and jump off that mountain and just trust that my wings would be built when I fell, which they were. And so there's two very different paths available to me. And by taking the action to leave my marriage and acting in the now and taking that leap of faith, it opened up this new timeline for me and collapsed the old one. There was no need for that other one to continue because I could see where it was going to go. I could see that I was going to get more and more depressed and more stressed and like losing more of my self-worth, which would then impact on my daughter as well, as opposed to taking this leap of faith and creating this new timeline and taking this other different path, which was totally scary as fuck, to leave a relationship, be a single parent, taking all the bills on my own, no money, no savings, all that kind of stuff. It was like a massive leap of faith that was required to me, but then it opened up other opportunities for me within my business, within my life, within friendships, within everything to do with my life. So bringing it back to the concept of being in the now, people get so consumed with what if? What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I make a big fucking mistake right now? What if it never works out? What if I never achieve this? Or what if it's a wrong decision? What if, what if, what if? And the thing about energy and the thing about shadow and the thing about multidimensionality is that you have to act in the now, because there's only the moment of the now that is available to us currently, because the past has already happened but is still operating in another multidimensional field. The future is not available to you right now in the now. I'm going to use the now word a lot here. I recognize that, but it's the future is operating through different timelines based on your actions in the now. Everything happens from the now, but there are also aspects of your consciousness and your soul that are living and breathing in different identities as simultaneous lives, such as somebody else who is alive right now, who is an aspect of your own consciousness. I know that is a massive like thing for people to get around their head around, but also aspects of your consciousness and soul that are living and breathing in other timelines, in other identities of like past lives and everything. So there's all of these concepts of energy that are happening simultaneously. And every decision that you make has to be based in the now. And which is why you can't get too caught up on, well, that didn't happen in the past. That didn't happen very well in the past. You know, that was a big mistake. You know, I made a massive error when I did that in the past. So therefore, I'm not going to act on it now. Or I can't see how that's going to work. It's asking for a lot from me. I'm going to get really scared. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm just going to sit on it. And the amount of times I have people saying to me, I really want to transform my life. I really want to transform this, but I'm waiting for the right moment. And I just sit there looking at them like, what the fuck are you actually waiting for? Because when the opportunity presents itself to totally transform your life, whether that's your personal life, your relationships, your business, your career, your finances, your health, whatever it is, it's irrelevant. When the opportunity, because everything is, again, everything is energy, so everything is interconnected. When you when you focus on one area of your life to change, then it has a ripple effect, or a tsunami effect, as I like to call it with my work. It has a tsunami effect on the other areas. You focus on your health and fitness, you get healthier, and it impacts on your relationships and your finances and everything. It's all interconnected. But people get really caught up on waiting for the right moment, like they're waiting for some massive hand of God that's going to open up in the sky and the Holy Grail is going to drop down in front of you and say, do this. Seriously, people, humans amaze me. Everything has to come from the now. And I've had a lot of conversations with people recently around, you know, those who have expressed interest in working with me in multiple different capacities. And the people who will continue to remain stuck and frustrated in their lives are the people who do not act in the now. The people who are waiting for the right time, the people who are waiting for the right decision, the people who are waiting for the right moment, for the stars to align and the planets to align and, you know, the Holy Grail to drop out of the sky in front of them and say, do this. It doesn't happen like that. Your intuition does not make sense. Intuition is a masculine energy. It's people get confused and think intuition is feminine because it feels, you know, it's intuitive and feminine energy is intuitive. No, intuition is masculine. Intuition is the breadcrumb that drops into your mind, the seed that is planted in your mind to do something. The idea that's like, hey, ever thought of doing this? You know, whether it's your spirit guide, your higher self, your higher consciousness, angels, or God, whatever it is that you believe, that drops into your mind and says, ever thought of doing this? Text this person, speak to this person, quit this, do this, try this out, get rid of that. And it's just this intuitive insight that just comes out of nowhere, drops into your mind, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why on earth would I do that? I've had many moments like that. But the thing is, it's a masculine energy because it's asking you to do something. It's asking you to trust it. Intuition asks you to trust it. You're trusting the masculine energy, the masculine being the one who is desires to be the provider, the one who wants to take the action. Masculine energy is all about taking the action. Masculine energy is ruled by the planet Mars, the action taker. Feminine energy is ruled by Venus, the planet Venus of femininity and love and desires. So when it comes to making a decision and moving forwards and changing your life, it all comes down to acting in the now and acting in the moment and trusting those intuitive hits that drop out of nowhere, those little breadcrumbs. If you think of Hansel and Gretel dropping the breadcrumbs that drop out of nowhere with the ideas and the insights that make no fucking sense sometimes. Because intuition doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Like when the idea came to me to leave my marriage, I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Like, seriously, are you absolutely fucking shitting me right now? This is just crazy. But it made sense as an aspect of me, the shadow side that was like, I can't even go there. I was absolutely petrified of what it would mean for me to leave a marriage. I was petrified, but I allowed the energy to germinate within me. I allowed the energy to germinate and seed within me. And I could start to see the possibilities. And I could start to see that even though it was a really, really, really scary decision, that I had to act on it because it would change my life. It would change my future. It would change the future of my daughter. Everything was waiting on that decision, on that action that I took. And so when people say that they're waiting for the perfect time, I just laugh because there is no perfect time. There's no perfect time to lose the weight. There's no perfect time to find your soulmate relationship. There's no perfect time to make lots of money. There's no perfect time to quit your job and go and start a new job. There's never a perfect time. And the way I see things is life would be really fucking boring if everything was just perfect. That's the way that I look at the world is that everything would be boring if things just happened in the way they're meant to, if they made sense. In reality, it keeps us on our toes. And so when you're looking to make a drastic change in your life, you know, you're looking to transform, you're fed up of everything else that's gone on in your life, and you're just like, do you know what? I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for a transformation. I'm ready to do something different. I'm ready to be somebody different. I'm ready to access my higher consciousness. I'm ready to really access the truth and my authenticity and really like embody whoever the fuck I'm meant to be in this lifetime. That takes massive balls to do that. And it takes a level of trust in yourself and a level of trust in your intuition that you're not needing everything to be planned out and the stars and planets aligned and everything and the perfect moments with that, you know, that the weather feels right or whatever people tell themselves. It's not waiting for any of that. It's choosing to act in the now and trusting. And I've had a couple of conversations with people recently around my work, and my work is powerful. It is transformational. It really shakes the very cores and foundations of somebody's life, which is why I'm very, very particular with who I work with, because I know how much I can revolutionize somebody's life and I know how much change I can bring to somebody's life. But that takes a level of commitment from that person who is willing to surrender to their intuition and surrender to trusting who they are when it makes no fucking sense, and trusting me as their guide to lead them through this transformation. And I've had people recently say things like, I'm wanting to make a change in my life. I feel stuck. I feel challenged. Things aren't working out as the way they have done before. I've been able to manifest really easily before and it's not working right now. I've been able to make money really easily before and it's not working right now. I've been able to create abundance and success and love and happiness really easily before and it's not working right now. And so I say to these people, that's because you've been asked to do something different, because you've become complacent. It's become easy. It doesn't keep you on your toes anymore to be like that. You're being asked to challenge yourself. You're being asked to do something different. You're being asked to step into a newer level of yourself, a newer version of yourself, to up-level the version of who you are right now. And that comes at a price. And that price is you doing the things that make no sense and not waiting for the stars and planets to align and not waiting for everything to feel right in your life, where you're stable, where your foundations are good, where, you know, you've got all your ducks in a row. That's bullshit. Because when people wait for that, it means that they miss the opportunity that is in front of them, because the universe, God, source, your higher self, whatever you like to believe in, is always, and your future self, is always presenting you with the opportunities to act in the now. The random email that you get that invites you to do something different. All sorts of things. The person who randomly connects with you online because they've found your business and they're really intrigued by what you do, and it turns out that they have a massive audience or whatever, or the random person that you bump into in a coffee shop who turns out to be the love of your life and soulmate, or, you know, the person that you happen to meet on a train who ends up inviting you for a new job opportunity. Whatever, it's like so many different things, but the universe is always communicating to us. The universe is always bringing things to us that can deliver abundance and success and help us manifest our most amazing life. But most people, let's face it, walk around with their fucking eyes shut and they're waiting for something to make sense. They're waiting for this opportunity that is literally right in front of their eyes. They're waiting for this opportunity to be delivered in this shiny box that's gift wrapped from Tiffany's with a little bow on and a little note that says, hey, here's what you've been asking for. And you're like, oh my God, here it is, right on my doorstep, delivered by Amazon Prime. It's irrelevant. Like, it doesn't happen like that. The universe brings us so many opportunities daily, and most people miss like 99.9% of them because they're not looking, because they're looking in the wrong places, because they're not seeing how everything is an opportunity. And that's the way that I've really adapted my life now. Obviously, I work with this stuff. I understand this stuff, but we're so conditioned and programmed by the 3D matrix. We're so conditioned and programmed to go to school, get good grades, graduate, go get a job, work 9 to 5, go to work, eat, work, go home, sleep, get up, do it all again. We're so programmed by that matrix mentality that people become complacent, that people become lost, they become confused, and they're like, well, how the fuck am I meant to change my life? And, I'm bored with this, or I'm frustrated with this, or I don't see how things could totally revolutionize in my life and have a massive quantum leap. I don't understand it. It's because people are waiting for things to make sense. And the universe doesn't make sense in that way. Intuition doesn't make sense. Your future self, your higher self that's communicating with you all the time, doesn't make sense. But it's asking you to trust. It's asking you to trust in the now. It's asking you to act in the now. Otherwise, you miss the opportunities. And I think, is it Michael Jordan? I think it's Michael Jordan who said, the basketball player, I'm sure it's Michael Jordan, who said, you miss 99% of the opportunities you don't take, something like that. And it's so true, because there are so many opportunities presented to each of us every day. And it comes down to trusting and operating operating isn't really the right word, but moving through the energy from a position of the now, being present in the now. And which I do find hard, because I am a visionary. I do see the future. I time travel all the time. And so I see what is available. I like to call it vision casting. I see what is available. I'm like, well, I want that now. But obviously I have to become that person in the now in order to access that timeline. So I become impatient, but it means that it keeps me on my toes, because I'm constantly like changing different things. And I like to call it like leapfrogging. If you imagine a lily pond, a little pond with lots of like lily pads, and there's a frog that can just leapfrog and hop from lily pad to lily pad to lily pad. You don't know what's going to be on the next lily pad. You don't know if you're going to fall in the fucking pond or not. You don't know this shit. You don't know it. But you continue to leap and you continue to move. We're here to play a game. You're continually changing our energy. So opportunities come to those who take action in the now. Opportunities come to those who take action in the now, who take action when it makes no sense, who know that something has to change in their life, but they're prepared to allow things to crumble. They're prepared to dismantle their current reality in order to access this higher consciousness, in order to access this higher timeline that is available to them, because the portal is open for them to step through. Opportunities come to those people. Everyone else who sits there moaning about their fate and how life is shit and how things don't work out and how it's really, really, really fucking hard are the people who are waiting for that Tiffany box to be gift wrapped and dropped off at their doorstep in the perfect kind of gift wrapped kind of way, with a little note from the universe to say, here's what you asked for. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. Because the universe expects that you're going to have a bit of skin in the game. You've got to have a bit of skin in the game, and you've got to have something committed to changing your reality, to transforming who you are. It requires you to let go of everything that isn't truth. It requires you to let go of everything that is an illusion. It requires you to see the shadow aspect head on and acknowledge that shadow and invite it to be a part of your life where it can be seen and heard, and you can transform it into your ultimate highest truth and power. There's a lady I've been chatting with recently who is coming on as a one-to-one client, and we've been chatting on voice notes, and obviously I do one-to-ones over like 3, 6, 12 months, depends on the person. And it's all about revolutionary transformation and really like transforming their lives from a multidimensional perspective through the shadow and really like stripping everything back. And we were voice noting the other day, and she's telling me how she's been ill recently. She's like caught a cold or something like that, not COVID. She's caught a cold from her little one who's been at nursery. I was like, that's because that energy, that cold, that illness has come up because you've acted in the moment. You've made a decision to take responsibility for where you're at right now in your life and the things that you're not happy with. And you've made a decision and acted in the now that it doesn't make any sense to you, that it is a massive requirement for you to really get out of your own way. It's a massive shift in your energy to really surrender to the unknown and to take that step into the underworld with me, where I like to work with the shadows of people as a guide, as I take people through the fire. And that therefore manifested as an illness because you acted in the moment with the shadow and you didn't allow the shadow to be better than you. You admitted that something needed to give. And therefore the illness came about because you acted in that moment. And it's so true. Like if you think about any time that you've made like a major decision or you've taken a major action on something, how many times have you noticed that other things have shifted in your life? Either you've got ill or you've had like a massive bill that's come out of nowhere, or even you've just like manifested like a big sum of money, or you've met somebody that's like going to be really a really good acquaintance or connection or partner or relationship or whatever that's going to really influence your future. Things like that happen all the time when you act in the now. And depending on how much shadow you're holding on to, depending on how much that shadow has had a control over you and has like crippled you and throttled you, will depend on how much needs to shift in your life and how maybe if you get ill or something like that because you're holding on to a lot of shadow energy. But how many times these portals of opportunities open up when you act in the now and you go about your life as like the Fool from the tarot cards. The Fool is the one who is carefree, looking to take a risk. He's, you know, he's wandering along with his little knapsack on his back. He's got the dog at his feet and a rose in his hand, and he's about to walk off a cliff. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, he's not looking to find a way down the cliff or something. He's just walking carefree and he's on a quest. And it's that is the way that humans really, we're supposed to live like that. We're supposed to live carefree. We're supposed to act in the now. We're supposed to take risks to improve our life. We're here to play a game. We're here to play a game. So we're here to up-level our consciousness, to transform our lives, to release ourselves from the mind prison and the enslavement of a mind mentality that is connected to the matrix. We're here to free ourselves from all of that. And the way that you do that is by working with the energy of the now and seeing everything as an opportunity, even the shitty things like a massive bill coming out of your account or your car breaking down or whatever, is still leaving a fucking marriage. It's still an opportunity. Everything is presented to us is an opportunity for us to change our reality. We're constantly changing our reality. We're not static. We are fluid beings. We are beings made of energy, and energy is fluid. Energy requires space to flow. When you keep it in one space, it constricts itself, which is where illnesses manifest, which is where mental health issues manifest, where people have like suddenly lose a job or the relationship suddenly breaks down. And you're like, where did all of this come from? That's when we're constricting our energy, when we're not allowing ourselves to operate from our highest consciousness in our highest in the highest version of our truth and authenticity. Is when the energy gets stagnant and we hold ourselves back. But so I'll leave it there. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm going to be chatting more about, I thought I had my supermarket delivery then, which is why it might have sounded a bit weird. Always keeping it real on this podcast. But I am going to be chatting more about multidimensionality and the shadow and everything on this podcast, because it's such a pivotal aspect of my work. If you are interested in working with me in whatever concept, reach out to me. Let's chat. You know, I do very bespoke work with people. I'm here to take people on a journey of self-discovery or self-rediscovery, a journey of really transcending reality, of transforming your life in the most revolutionary kind of way, which is an invitation to go into the shadow. It's an invitation to dive deeper into the depths of yourself in a way that you never thought possible. I act as a guide through the underworld. So reach out and I will chat to you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.